Lord. Happy to be out this evening.
Amen.
Let's all stand, if you will. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful for the opportunity, Lord, to be here this evening. Lord, it's always a joy, Lord, and a blessing, Lord, together with saints of like precious faith. Lord, to sing about our home in the sky, Lord, the one you prepared for us. And Lord, to hear what you have for us this night. Lord, just keep our eyes open, our ears pricked, Lord, for the hearing of thy word this evening. Lord, let it bless each and every heart. Go down deep into our hearts, Lord, and let it live. We just ask you to bless the service, everything that's said and done, for the furtherance of your kingdom this night. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 40. Only believe. Won't it be wonderful there? Amen. When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Into the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it in the same book. Amen. I have found the way that leads to endless day. I have found the way that leads to endless day. Yonder in the glory land. And the road is bright, for Jesus is the light. And I'll His guiding hand. Oh, I found the way. Amen. Jesus is so near. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. I'd like to turn back to page 51. I only believe. Amen. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, singing glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Amen. Glory to his name. Oh, singing glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Oh, singing glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Amen. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. That line, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Amen. Glory to his name. Nothing I did. Amen. It's all him. Amen. So thank you. Praise his wonderful name. Brother Sellers, you might take the offering. Amen. Wonderfully saved from sin. Amen. Good brother.
Precious Lord, truly we're so thankful for the price you paid. Lord, be able to sing songs of Zion, yes. Lord, expressing how we love you. Lord, the price you paid and done for us. And Lord Jesus, we love you so much. We ask, Father, we come to this part of service. You bless it. Lord, the offering, Lord, as people give, Lord, may you multiply it.
Amen.
And Lord, truly, may we be a worthy lighthouse for you, Lord, shining on a hill for all that in need may come, yes. Lord, to hear your word. We ask this and thank you for it. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Amen. What a mighty God you are. Hallelujah. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, You truly are a mighty God. Lord, we're so proud, Lord, and so blessed to serve You in this day. Lord, we just love and appreciate You with all our hearts. Lord, we wake up every morning, Lord, and we feel so blessed to know You, Lord. Lord, we feel so blessed to feel You, Lord. Lord, we know that You're more than able to take care of any situation, Lord, any need. Lord, our spiritual needs, Lord, more than anything in this life. But Lord, we have physical needs that rise up. Lord, we ask You to bless each and every one, Lord, that has that need upon their heart this evening, Lord, whether it be physical, financial, Lord, or spiritual. Lord, You know what's best for each and every one of us. Lord, we know it's all in Your hands, Lord, for we serve a mighty God. Lord, we appreciate Your presence this evening. Lord, we appreciate the opportunity, Lord, to gather around Thy Word once more. Lord, we ask and pray from the bottom of our hearts, Lord, that You'll dip it into each and every life. Lord, that we may live, be living examples, read of all men. Lord, for Your precious name, we ask and pray all these things, Lord. We just ask You to bless the remainder of the service. Lord, let everything be said and done for Your perfect will. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray all these things. Amen. Can we sing it again? Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. You believe me? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and lives manifest Him. Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. Praise His wonderful name. Anyone have a song in their heart this evening? Amen. Brother Tim? Amen. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. No other name.
powerful power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And there's times you can feel it. You know he's there. Amen. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus, my friend and Savior. Amen. Praise his name. That's a powerful little chorus. Amen. Let's all stand if you will. Amen. At this time, we'll ask our pastor to come and deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart. Amen. May we be hungry. May we reach out in the Spirit. Amen. To cry to know his will. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to live the way.
Precious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we've been able to come here, Lord, and even be counted worthy by your mercy and grace to worship you and sing these praises to you and honor you, Lord. And it's always such a privilege to do so. And how you've placed by your mercy and grace also that love in our hearts, Lord, to do it. We greatly appreciate it now. We ask again now that we've come to this portion of service that you'd open our hearts to the Word of God. And may we be hungry, Lord, and only you can put that draw on the inside to draw us to it. And only you can reveal it to us from the Holy Spirit. We ask now, Lord, that thy will be done as we just wait on you to have your preeminence. In your glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many is happy to be out on this cold evening? Amen. That's just a true blessing. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Revelation and be the first chapter. And let's just read that third verse. Excuse me. We'd like to go back in that little series. We was on the three kinds of believers, speaking about those. And maybe the Lord will finish up this evening. We'll see how far we can go on that. Revelation 1, and then the third verse. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Again, I couldn't help but to think about how blessed we are to be able to hear the Word of God, receive it, and of course we'll renew our minds back once more to what he said in Future Home, so we can have a true understanding of what we're talking about when we mention receiving the Word of God. But as I read this in the Scripture, like I said, it's just to think how blessed that we are. As I said, that we can read the Scriptures, and we can read the prophet's messages. And it just seems to be so easy to see. When so many struggle at it and wrestle, and the Scripture speaks of even reading the Scriptures and studying them out and searching them, and how there would be those that would wrestle to their own destruction. And you know, and you see people struggling over seeing the message. They got excited over seeing God gave the people a prophet. They seen many of the vindications of him being a prophet. They seen mighty signs, wonders, miracles, great things that took place, that did take place in his life. And they inevitably knew that it was God that had to do it. It was things that they knew there's no way man could do it. And many has testified to it. And even many of those that testified to it still never did serve God and give their life to Christ. They just are blind to seeing the reality of it. You know, like I mentioned Sunday, you know, and then the things Brother Timothy spoke on Sunday evening goes right along with these things. But it's just amazing how they could see the things God did do through a prophet and not believe the message. But yet say they believe it, but not really believe it, you see. And not be able to understand it. And then they're stumbling and fumbling over it and twisting things and got things so distorted. And it's just, you know, like I say, if God didn't give us the understanding of it, and the prophet bring the things he did bring forth to us, and the anointed ones, the end time, and these different messages, and we just couldn't hardly believe it, you know, that it could possibly be. But again, we know these things and can believe these things and understand it because God revealed it to us. And like I was saying, it makes you feel sorry for people. At least it does me. You know, I feel sorry for people that just, they wrestle it and they struggle and they fight and they work at it and they try to see it and they keep praying and they try and they just keep on trying. And then you see down through the years, people have said they ended up seeing it and still didn't vindicate itself. You know, it's sad. It really is. I feel sorry for people that cannot get it. And yet they want it so bad and they try. And then, of course, the ones that say they ended up receiving it and got it and, you know, they didn't because it's not living, you know. So it's very spatial and it's very a blessed person to be able to read the Word of God, as the Scripture says here, and hear the words of this prophecy, and to keep those things which are written in it. It's one thing to read it, it's one thing to say you understand it, but then to keep it and to live by it, to have it expressed in your life and to prove it's there, you see. And if you want to turn back to another little Scripture with me, let's turn back also to the book of John, and let's read just a few things here in John, the 20th chapter. Let's just get some scriptures read first. John, 20th chapter, and we'll begin about the 26th verse, save a little time. He says, "And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it in my side." You see, Thomas wasn't, you know, earlier it's expressed that Thomas didn't quite believe that this could be Jesus. I mean, it just wasn't sinking in. It just was too unreal to him. That's why Jesus said what he did and had him do what he done. "Reach hither thy finger and hit and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me," oh, I love this, "thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Now I feel, I don't know about you, but personally myself, I feel so blessed that I did not walk with the prophet. I've seen a few things the same as you have on some videos and different things that recorded, what little was recorded. Been able to listen to the messages and so forth. But I never had that opportunity to see the prophet face to face. I never had the opportunity to shake his hand. I never had an opportunity for him to say, "I love you, Brother Stephen." Never heard that before. He never told me that before. I never seen him face to face to be able to do that. I've never been able to go to lunch with him. I've never been able to go to meetings with him and help him in the meetings. I never had this opportunity. And I don't believe anybody here has either, has there? Huh? No, don't go sleep on me. Okay? So nobody else here has either. Okay? But I don't know about you, but I feel so very blessed that by God's grace, have not been able to do those things and I have not seen those things. And yet by God's grace, I'm able to believe and have a clear understanding of the Word of God, sometimes greater than those that walked with the prophet. You see? Greater than those that sat right in the meetings and heard him preach and seen him up behind a pulpit and bringing the Word of God. Wasn't only the opportunity to just read it in a message, a book. No, but they was actually there. They actually seen these things happen. They seen people come up one right after another. And God, through that prophet, would tell them people exactly what was wrong with them, what street they lived on, maybe an accident they'd been in, the details of the accident, all kinds of things, everything about them that God wanted them to know. I didn't get to see that. You didn't either, did you?
No.
But more blessed am I. I didn't get to see that. But yet I believe. That takes something that has to go down very deep to a special person. It had to be a people that had eternal life, that always was eternal, that came from the same source, to be able to believe like that. Why, anybody in their right mind, they would think, why would you believe such things? Why, you never got to see that. You just don't know for sure if this even really happened. You know? Oh, yes, I'm very sure it happened. Very sure. I'm so sure that I believe that. This might sound crazy, but I believe this more than natural things that I may see with my eyes. Been married to my wife, what, 41 years? 42? I don't know, I don't remember. Boy, I'm in trouble now. Somewhere in that ballpark. But I believe this more than I am believing I'm married to her. Might be something fuzzy there going on. I don't know. Maybe something goofy. Oh, come on now, Brother Steve. You, that crazy? Well, I might be crazy. But I believe this above even the natural things I can see. You see? I know that might be hard to understand, hard to figure out. But as the scripture says, we'll read it. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. Faith is something God reveals to you. And it's so real to you. It's the same as you got it in your hand. Now, whether you noticed or not, we're talking a little section first on, again, the believers. The true believers. Okay? Now, Paul mentioned here in Timothy, and Brother Branham mentioned this scripture many times, and we actually read it last week. I just want to refresh your mind back to it just a little bit again. But it was in 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter. And he says here, beginning at the first verse, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of them own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust." This is the verse I want you to get to. "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." And that's, I'm hoping you can see it.
Maybe more as we get along a little further. I can see already I'll never get where I want to go tonight because I'm trying to hold you a half hour a night. But this is the place that the seventh verse that many that are following this message are in. Ever learning. Oh, ever learning. And they want to learn. It's good to learn. Desirous to learn it. But never, ever, ever able to come to the knowledge of it. So that they can't be a people that walk by faith. They have to keep trying to walk by sight, what they can see, what their senses can tell them, what they can intellectually remember. You see? Let's go on here. Let me refresh your mind of this scripture and we'll go on to something else here now. And we read it here out of the book of Matthew 13 and 16 verse. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Again, now by God's grace, it's only by God's grace, I feel very blessed that I have eyes to see and ears to hear what God wants us to know in this hour. You see, well, Brother Steve, you feel awful confident about that. I want you to feel confident about that too. You've got to be assured that you are an individual that has eyes to see. You have ears to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. I mean, look what the Holy Ghost is doing and look what God is doing through His people right now and how people are missing it. I mean, we're living in one of the greatest times ever was, that Christ would live in people. That He would be able to have a people. He would have a preeminence over. And He would live and do, and His actions would be expressed to her. And look at the thousands and thousands and thousands cannot see that. They're not concerned about Christ's actions coming through them. That's why they don't overcome. They just do the same things over and over and over again. Try to be good Christian people, but they just can't overcome. They just can't do what God wants them to do. Give them the opportunity, let a test, trial, whatever it may be, come their way. Maybe they're a person that's hothead, tempered, you know, short-tempered, and just the least little thing sets them off. They've done it ever since they've been in the message. Are they ever going to stop? Most likely, no. Unless they, by God's grace, get filled with the Holy Ghost. But these people that are hotheads or do any of these things, it's contrary to the word and just can't overcome it, they feel they're Christians. They think they're believers. They think, no problem. But they don't realize they're trying to change God's word. But He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They're trying to rewrite new chapters that they can be a believer and not an overcomer. And we know that's contrary to the word of God. See? God said He'd have overcomers. So it's an overcomer. It's the one that shall sit with Him on His throne. It's them that he's getting the preeminence of, and they are overcoming, and they're becoming more like Him, and they're being conformed so that the Scripture stays real and alive. They're being conformed to the image of His Son. They were predestinated to do so, to be conformed to the image of His Son. So, now, does it look like His Son to be hot-headed and tempered? Be short-tempered at every little thing comes along. Is it express Christ to be lying about things? Is it express Christ about cheating people? Does that express Christ? Does that express Christ? Does it express Christ when we're talking about other people and busybodying when we shouldn't be? Does that express Christ? No, because Christ is the Scriptures that tells us not to do these things. For that is the word. But again, people are trying to write new chapters. Now, is it the true believer that's doing this? No. No, 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 no. This is your unbelievers and your make-believers. Just trying to write new chapters. Trying to write new verses and stay attached to the message-believing people of the last days. This bride that's going in a rapture. But it'll never happen. God said it wouldn't. He's only coming back for his word. Is that right? Absolutely. Not coming back for people that's writing new chapters and trying to change God at what he does or what he said he would do and fulfill through a people, which was this bride. He ain't going to change it for nobody. It's just the rest of them are lost. They wasn't given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But the little bride is understanding these things and they're living by them. If she isn't living by them, she's overcoming. She's crying out to God. She's crying out for revelation. She's crying out for the Holy Spirit to move in her life, to have that complete preeminence, that she become a complete prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. The true believers, again, the true believers, not just anything comes along, okay? So let's go on now. Let's get into some real good things here. Not that those things ain't good, but. So we find, as we'll go and read the scripture, which was found in the scripture we read here. Yeah, 2 Timothy 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So now when we walk by faith, we're not walking by, or when he mentions, we'll put it this way first. When he says we don't walk by flesh, let's put it that way. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Now this walk is, it's not just you picture a little person standing there and a flesh body standing there and they're walking down a sidewalk. No. If you search it back, the original Greek, it goes back to show you it's their actions. It's their directions in life. It's their decisions in life. It's by faith. Not by sight or by sensuality. It's not by carnal senses. But their walk, their decisions, the channels, the decisions they make, the places they go, the things they say, the decisions they make to go a certain direction is by revelation. God reveals to them what direction to take. Remember again, for they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Is that right? Amen. So, now again, is God going to change that because some can't do it? No. The believer, the true believer, will be led by the Spirit of God. Now, she may be starting out or she may be in a little place there, you know, God's still trying to get a hold of her, or maybe she got some overcoming to do yet, but she'll do it. And she'll not be satisfied until it's that. Until she's truly living by faith. Till she's truly being led by the Spirit of God. Okay? Now let's read here. Just to refresh your mind again, also to future home. I just take a little bit different angle on what I did before on these things, but let's listen to it again. Like he did us, his creation to live in, before he could come in it, he had to give us the baptism of fire. Now remember, fire always kills all the bad stuff, doesn't it? Yeah. Fire always kills the bad stuff. Fire is the best cleanser there is. Yeah. You can use chemicals, you can use this, that, and the other, and all this other stuff they got. But there's nothing that kills it or destroys it like fire. It annihilates it. So does the Holy Ghost fire destroy, annihilate the evil. Okay? The Holy Ghost come in and live, baptism of fire. Then when you get that baptism of fire, then the Holy Ghost can come in. What? As it does, it burns up everything contrary to the word out of you. And the true believer says, amen. What's the make-believer want to do? Well, I don't know about that. I think you people are misunderstanding that, because we're always in this flesh and we're always going to have trouble. Now, that's taking a different angle, friend. Yeah, you're talking about something different there. You see, the make-believer always gets something twisted up, and they can never keep it straight. Oh, I wish I could tell the whole message, believing so-called people all over the earth, just that one statement. Always getting something mixed up. But it burns up everything contrary to the word out of you. And again, I say amen, and I believe it 100%, and I make no excuse for it. If it ain't working, it's still just like he said. Burns up everything contrary, if you got it. Oh, it's so easy for people to say, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost and I'm born again also. But when you pin it down with the word, is it really the Holy Ghost you got? Is it really a new birth you got? You see? It burns up everything contrary to the word out of you. It won't believe. It will not believe nothing else but the word. Now you're going to see where this great falling away we was talking about. The groups, or individuals we should say, that's fallen right into that falling away. Definitely won't be those with the new birth. No. It's going to be your unbelievers and make-believers. Yeah. It won't believe nothing else but the word. So what's the problem? Why is there so many people in this message that just can't keep it straight? They just can't get it. Nice people. Good people. Look at the preachers that get behind a pulpit and just can't keep it straight. I mean, it's always something getting mixed up. Absolutely contrary to what the prophet said. Contrary to Scripture. Just can't keep it right. Good people. Nice people. You think they want to be like that? No. They don't want to be like that. But they can't help themselves being like that. Blessed are your eyes. If you can keep it straight, blessed are your eyes. It won't believe nothing else but the word, because it is the word. If you're a part of the word, how can you deny the other rest of the word? Any part of it, if you're a part of it. How can the Holy Ghost deny any of the word? When the Holy Ghost wrote the word. It can't. But look at all the mix-ups that we've got anymore. I mean, look at all the different divisions in message churches there is. This church believes that. This church believes this. This church believes that. This one don't believe this. This one don't believe this. This, that, and the other. And why can't they just be able to believe what their prophet said? Why can't they? Why can't they just flat believe what the Scripture says? That's how all these organizations started before. This group of men got together and said, no, we believe it this way. And this organization over here, no, we believe it that way. No, we believe it's speaking in tongues. We believe it ain't speaking in tongues. We believe it's Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We don't believe it's Father, Son. We believe it's Jesus' name. On Jesus' name only. And all these things. Because a group of men always got together and put their little ideas together and started a little organization, and a few more people come along. Oh, that sounds good. That sounds better than what I had, so I'm going to follow that. Now, we've got the same thing in the message. Yeah. Same thing. But the true bride of Jesus Christ will never organize. Never. She will stay with that word and that word only. You say, Brother Steve, I don't know as any of the Methodist churches are organizing. You don't really think so? You really don't think so? When you got this group of ministers over here preaches it this way, and they all hang together. And anybody that ain't in their little group, they ain't going to have nothing to do with it. This little group over here gets together, gets their ministers together, and they believe it this way. So this is the way they're going to teach it. And they're going to stick together on it. Look at the ones that's fallen away and how they're starting to stick together on it. Yeah, it's just not being called an organization. But it's an organization of men got together, organized it. This is what we're going to believe. We're going to stick together on this. But there's one thing about this little group right here. We're going to stick together to Jesus Christ, the Word of God. I ain't got no man I have to worry about falling. No, not at all. Not the first one. Nope. Only the Word of God. Amen. And that alone. You see? I have no buddy ministers out there. No, you'll see. I ain't got no buddies out there. Not the first one. No. Some may like me here or there, one here, there, whatever. But I ain't got no real buddies. Best buddy I got is my Lord Jesus Christ. He's my brother. He's my God. He's my Savior. Yeah. And my brother, my mother, my daughter, whoever it may be, is he that doeth the will of my Father. That's my real relatives. You see? Now that's what we was talking the other day, the evidence of the Holy Ghost. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is when you can receive the Word. Receive it. That's the true believer now. Okay? Not some system, but have a clear understand. How do you know the Word is clear? Understand it. Watch it vindicate itself. Yeah. Well, you say, I see this, do it, and that. Oh, yes, yes. Weeds live the same way. And my lovely part of this, I like to quote again. But it's got to be the entire Word. The entire Word. Now, if you want to search yourself, if you're a true believer, that's the best advice I can give you right there. Those few words I just got done reading from Future Home. If you want to really know for sure if you're born again, there it is. Yeah. It's a little token, Brother Steve tells us too. Yeah, yeah, sure does. This just kind of puts it in a nutshell. If you read that and can't see the token, boy, you missed something. But token's all over that. You see? So it's a clear understanding. You're receiving the Word, get a clear understanding of it. It vindicates itself, the entire Word. Wow. Wow. If people could really get that, they'd sure see some short places in their mind. They need to get mended and get straightened up. But we get to live in this old world, you know, and all this stuff that's offered to us and all these things that draw our attention and pleasures and things to do and places to go and all these things that we can do all the time. People get awful distracted and they don't really pay attention to quotes like that. Yeah. If they did, they'd be in their prayer closet praying, crying out to God, I need you, Lord. I need you. Okay, let's go on. Now, this is in, actually, I'll probably skip over that one. Yeah, maybe for this evening, I'll skip over that one. Let me go here to the three kinds of believers and try to see if we can get very just a little bit further here. All right, he's going on here, and this is paragraph 172. Now, again, I want you to just kind of keep a little picture in your mind. I want you to keep in mind this falling away we was talking about in the Word, and keep in mind these three kinds of believers. Okay, we kind of just rehearsed mainly and supported again the believer, the true believer. And then he's going to talk here now on unbelievers. And I'll probably not get to the make believer tonight. But let's go on in this now. Ahab, he was an unbeliever. Now remember, saints, that's why, too, we should read our Bibles. So when we read these things, Ahab, we should know what is going to be said about Ahab. Know what Ahab did, okay? That's why I support reading the Bible, too, okay? All right? And please don't come by with this thing, I ain't got time, Brother Steve. I feel sorry for you if you ain't got time. You better be making time. Because you're truly showing God you don't love him first. But you become an idolatrous. Many other things are truly more important than God is. And we'll see some things here. Now again, I'm trusting we'll be able to see we're the true believer. If by what I'm reading and what I bring forth out of the Word of God lets me begin to see that I'm falling short of being a true believer, then you better cry out that desperation will strike your heart. Yeah. Because time's running out, saints. See. Ahab, he was an unbeliever. He acted like he wasn't. Well, sure, he didn't act like he was an unbeliever. No. Again, watch us falling away, fall into this. No, no, no. He was amongst believers. Yeah. Ahab was amongst believers. But he was an unbeliever. What did he do? He married an idolatrous. Oh. And he brought idolatry right in Israel. Oh. Among the chosen. He married an idolatrous, and he brought this idolatry in amongst the chosen. Okay? All right, the chosen ones, Israel. But he was an unbeliever. But he was with believers. Okay? We know that. He said they deny the whole of the word of God to be true. The unbeliever. Now what was the unbelievers involved in? Idolatry. Now idolatry. Idolatry is anything you put before God. More important than God. Oh. And you can see what an unbeliever does. And some ones that cares of life chokes them. Yeah. They're not fruitful. Life chokes them. Life's more important than serving God. Life's more important than praying. Life's more important than reading. Life's more important than listening to the Word of God. Yeah, my pleasures is more important. Yeah. You're going to find out where an unbeliever falls in at. Remember, God in everything he does, he leaves no question mark. He lets you know exactly where you're at. Isn't it? Always. Okay. And again, saints, I don't want to bring us in a way to make it sound like you're not a genuine believer. The thing of it is to get to see the whole picture of it. And so you can see where you're at. You may see the need that you need to climb. Yeah. And don't get in this stalemate condition of just coasting and slopping your way in. You think you are slopping your way in. You're going to go in a rapture. It ain't going to happen. No. It's going to be a special people that go in a rapture. And what's left behind is going through the tribulation. It ain't going to be fun, friends. People's got this thing thought up that all tribulation ain't going to be no problem. I'm going to store enough food up. I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have that, and this, that, and the other. You are going to cry out that the rocks and the mountains cover you up, friend. You'll be so miserable. Oh, think about it. It's not going to be an easy time. They deny the whole of the Word of God to be true, the unbeliever is, see. Now remember, he's a hypocrite. Now again, what is a hypocrite? They claim to be what the believer is, but they're not. You see? They claim to be that they're a believer and they're this, that, and the other, and that they're this and that and all this other stuff. Now, saints, you're going to see, too, why, and it'll come up later. But again, as I've told you before, you're going to see why I have taken very serious on taking communion. And to let it be a tradition, you remember a little thing I said Sunday? Huh? The animal you loved, would you just give it something that'll kill it? Know you're killing your animal? Much greater, a loved one. Would you give it something that you knowed that they was going to die? Or may sleep? Huh? Or maybe sick? Huh? I'd say something right now. He's a hypocrite. And he acts like that. He says he believes it, but he denies it. He said, well, so much of it is well, but if all of it isn't right, then that makes him an unbeliever. You see, if you didn't, everything's amen to you and it's you believe it, that makes you an unbeliever. It just takes one word to make you an unbeliever. Now, let me say this again, so get this in case it gets heard the wrong direction or something. I believe 100% in taking communion. Absolutely. And foot wash. Do not deny it and reject it at all. No. But if the Holy Ghost leads me to do something for a period of time, I'm going to do it. I don't care what 15 million people do. I serve the living God. You've got to believe every tittle and every jot and everything that's said in there. It's got to be true. If it isn't true, if you say now, I don't believe that, well, then you're an unbeliever. Just takes one jot, one tittle. That's all it takes to become an unbeliever. Now look at the unbelievers we've got following this message. Thousands and thousands following this message amongst believers, counted in with the believers. Yeah. There's a guy that said to me one time, a minister said, I don't care, Mr. Branham, how many people you could produce that you said was healed, I wouldn't believe it. It's just hard to believe somebody being hard-hearted, wouldn't it? And seen and known the things that God done through that prophet. It's almost unbelievable. I said, certainly not. You can't believe it. You're an unbeliever. You see? That's why people can't believe change in the soul. They're unbelievers. That's why they can't believe some of the things in marriage and divorce. They're unbelievers. Yeah. It wasn't given to them to know. That's why they can't believe Christ, Mr. God revealed, the main things the prophet said about the preeminence. Saying it's too much for this day. This is the 21st century. They're unbelievers. You see? That's why they don't think they have to apply Paul prisoner to their own personal life. They're unbelievers. You see? It wasn't for you, he said. It's only for the believers. You've got to believe it. And they do not believe it, see? So when you see a person in that, so observing, see a people, person in it, yeah, when you see a person in that, he stops there and then he says, well, did Paul speak of the prophets saying that they'd be heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having forms of godliness, but denying the power thereof, the power of the word, from such turn away. Notice, they deny, he says again, the whole of the word. They can't get the whole thing. There's too much argument over it. fussing over it, worrying about it. No. But in every form, the religious, they look like Christians. Yeah. But he says they are unbelievers. They're unbelievers in the true word. Unbelievers in the true word. So that means they're right in where the true word's at. They're unbelievers in the true word. He didn't say that by mistake. He said it because that's what God wanted said. And that's the way it is. That's why he comes up with three kinds of believers in every congregation. You see? Though it be vindicated. And God plainly vindicated these things to the prophet. You see? All through every age, God vindicated the word of these people I've talked about. Noah and on down through Moses and all the prophets and so forth. God spoke through the supernatural and vindicated the word. And yet those people walked right out on it, you see. And here is these disciples standing there, them 70, and watching Jesus do the things he did and know the scripture. And him telling them that was the age that this was to take place. And then when he said something, the Son of Man, what would you say when he began to tell them about breaking bread and so forth and went ahead telling them about the great and spiritual things? And they said, oh, this is a hard saying. Okay. He said, what are you going to say then if the Son of Man, you see him ascend up into heaven where he come from? Said, is it the flesh or is it the Spirit that quickeneth? And then they moved away and said, I can't believe that. See, they walked right out on the word. They didn't walk out on a person or another minister or preacher or whatever. They walked out from the word, you see. They won't even stay to see what takes place. That is the unbeliever. And that's what I warn even some of you people about. Yeah. You may have in mind, not say nothing to nobody. We'll just stay and see what takes place, see if it gets straightened up, or see if this, that, and the other. If that's the only reason I serve God for, that's a sad situation. Yeah. He says, what do they do then? We find out that these people, these believers, so-called believers, he said so-called believers, talking about these unbelievers. But in the form of religion, they fail to see the identified truth of the Word of God because it's against what they believe. Oh my. It's against what they believe. He says it don't make any difference. I'll have to close here. Just give me a few more minutes. Why don't you sisters come on up, please? That'll push me off. It don't make any difference what you believe or how loyal you are or how religious you are. That don't have one thing to do with it. Sincerely, why, that don't have, and sincerity, he said, that don't have nothing to do with it. I've seen people so sincere, and I've seen the heathens burn their children and feed them to the crocodiles, mothers with their babies. That's more than a Christian would do. Sincerely, they believe, sincerely, but we're sincerely wrong. See, people have done those things because they sincerely believe that's what God wanted them to do. Yeah. People say, well, this church has stood. You're sincerely wrong. Don't care how long a church stands. Still ain't it. No. If it's contrary to the word. Well, now look, I don't believe in such a thing. When the Bible said it was so, I don't believe that we have to do this, they'll say. I don't care what you think or you don't have to do. God said it must be done. Yeah. And that's the way I feel about a lot of these things they just leave go. Like these women wearing men's clothes, basically. God said, and that's the way I believe it. Men can put their ideas to it. The scripture says, she that puts on a garment pertains to a man's apparel. Not is a man's apparel, pertains to it. And the prophet come along and said, even looks like it. Because he had a revelation. He had the Holy Ghost. Yeah. But you get them preachers by the pulpit, and look, they're feeding all these women. As I've said before, you can tell a message-believing church by the way the women dress. Yeah. Got their little shiny sparkles on their pocket, blue jean pockets on the back, the zippers in the fronts. Men looking tops. You say, oh, dress don't mean nothing. Well, why did God say something about it then? You see? These signs shall follow them. How far, he says? Remember, he just got done telling us. God said it must be done. Whatever the word said, it must be done. And then he goes on to say, these signs shall follow them. How far? To all the world. To every creature. See, it shall be. Not shall be. Not just shall be, it's going to be. And the message of the hour that we're now enjoying, the presence of God, the latter day, evening time, when the lights are shining and the things that's been opened up and the word vindicated and proved to be the truth, both prophesied, comes to pass, all through scientific and everything, prove that it is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when he proves scientifically, he's talking about the pillar of fire, pictures of it, and so forth. The cloud in the sky, and so forth. Of course, they got all kinds of theories on that now. And a man walked out on that. He said, he's an unbeliever. He's beyond hopes. He's numbed by the power of Satan, and there is no hopes for him. He's beyond hopes. Just take away one word. Just unbelieve one word. And they're beyond hopes. They're numbed by the power of Satan. That's why I always pray, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. Give me eyes, salve, Lord, that I may see. Don't let me miss anything, Lord. Nothing. Help me to see. Everything. For it's the entire Word of God. Oh my. I'll close there. Saints, it's like every word to me, it is so wonderful. It's just so glorious to know the truth of the hour and to know by God's grace you're not fighting it. You're not coming against it. You're not trying to do away with it. I couldn't imagine having to live with myself if I stood up here and within myself was trying to fight something that maybe the prophet said, the scripture says, and had to stand up here and think, I don't really believe it that way. I just can't see it that way. And then start leaning toward trying to show the people that false doctrine. I just can't imagine that. And what a person, how would you feel inside? Of course, they're numb. Just like the prophet said, they become numb to it. They don't understand what they're doing. They're blinded to it. And the blind lead the blind, and they all fall in the ditch, you see. So, saints, it's very important to stay with every word. Yes. And it's very important that this, as a body, to stay with the Word of God. A body of believers, you see. And like I say, if I'm doing something wrong, I say exactly like Brother Branham said, come to me. Come to me. Yeah. But don't get all wound up. And I'm not saying anybody is, but don't get wound up because we're not taking communion for a while. One of these days, I'll show you. Yeah. And you'll be glad. Yeah. Do I do everything just because somebody does it? Do I do it just because somebody said do it once a month? Nope. Nope. Sometimes there's different things God has to work with. Yeah. And then it'll come right in the right place, right time, and everything. Why is it when there's been different times of the years, people do come in here and take communion? And they'll end up telling maybe one of you or somebody different and say, well, that's the best communion service I've ever been in. Because God's grace, I don't want to ever become a tradition and lose the sincerity of it, the importance of it, you see. And if the people isn't in the right condition, I trust the Holy Ghost will lead me and guide me. Let me see what I need to see. And then when things are right, okay. Could you imagine us taking communion some of the times, some of the things we've been through in this past year? Some people right here. Some of the conditions you've been in. Backbiting, hatred, strife, envy. Yeah. Dislikes, hatred, jealousy. And then to serve that, what do you think I'd feel? And I don't know what God knows. But come up here and serve you. And then the scripture says, many sleep, many are weak. Oh. Yeah. Knowing God has to keep his word. Yeah. Well, you might sit there and say, well, I'll, you just go ahead and sit down. I'll do it then. Wow. Because I'm sure you ain't got no business up here doing it. God don't have a bunch of dummies. No. God has got men and women that are led by the Spirit of God. Yeah. Yeah, they think they're led sometimes, some of them. But their life always shows it that they're not. Yeah. I could give you some examples of the past, but we won't do that right now. Do you love his word?
Amen.
Amen. To his word. Not to me. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Just a little mouthpiece, just a little man to deliver it back to you. But I love his word with all my heart. And I appreciate it. Let us all stand. Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing? You feel it's appropriate to go with this? Don't let me down, Brother Timothy. Oh, buddy. Praise the Lord. If I could sing it, but I don't know if I can sing it right or not. All is well.
Amen.
We've heard the message, Shalom, all is well. I know where it's at in the book, but I love that little song. Anybody know what page it's on? All is well. We have heard the message, Shalom, and all is well. That's what that little believer hears. We got a page on that, yeah? 650. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I like having the words. I'm not a singer, I tell you. 650. Yes, here we go. Yes, all right, let's sing now. All is well. All is well. We have heard the message, Shalom, and all is well. There is a place of perfect rest.
coming up, Brother Timothy.
Sing it again.
All is well.
Place of rest when you just take God at His word. Amen. Oh, it takes out the struggle. It takes out the worry. Just take what He said and say, Lord, open my eyes that I may see exactly what You want me to see, Lord. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we've been able to gather here this evening. And Lord, praying that each one that maybe couldn't be here with us in person, but joined us, Lord, maybe through the way of recording or being able to watch the service, Lord, was able to take these precious words along with us and hide them into our hearts, Lord, and to hold on to Your precious word. And Lord, to measure ourselves up and to truly find our place, that Lord, we can truly look and see that we are a believer. And Lord, to know that it's not just something I'm hoping, not just something I'm hoping I'll reach someday, but Lord, through the precious word, Lord, I can see that the steps that You've brought me from, Lord, where You're leading us to, that, Lord, I see I match those steps that have fallen into that believer's category. Lord, we thank You for Your precious word, and Lord, we just continue to ask You to feed us and to lead us, Lord, and to bring those things that we need to our attention, Lord, in the precious word. And Lord, may we truly cast aside our opinions and our ideas, Lord, and lean wholly upon Your precious word to let whatever it says, Lord, may we take it the way You said it and apply it to our lives, Lord, and watch the fruit You will bear through our lives, Lord, if we'll take You at Your word. We thank You for each one that's been here tonight, Lord, and just pray You'll continue to bless us, Lord, and to raise up any that may be sick or afflicted, touch their bodies, Lord, and give them peace, strength, health of mind, Lord, we pray. And we'll never fail to give You the glory and the honor for it all. And Lord, we just ask You to bring us back if You should tarry at the next appointed time. And we're going to come hungry, Lord, asking You to feed us. And by Your mercy and grace, Lord, there'll be a joy in each heart to be here, Lord, to fill the pool and the precious word and to eat, Lord, of what You would have on the table. We love You, Lord. We thank You for it. And we ask these things in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, He's so precious. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing it again before we go. All is well. All is well. We have heard the message alone, and all is there is a place of richly bless you. You're dismissed.